Look at who else was willing to lie for his country. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The head of the NSA was back before Congress yesterday, this time in a closed session to detail the terrorist plots that have been thwarted by the NSA's data gathering programs. And I gather from the comments of those who attended that there are quite a few successes.
He wants to be exact. There are more than you think.
Hopefully more of this will be declassified so that the American people can understand the things they're doing to keep our nation safe.
Only in America. We've got to be the only country in the world that declassifies things so our spies can market themselves. There has been a visceral reaction, though, on the left from the ACLU and on the right from Republican Senator Rand Paul. Listen to him.
Our founding fathers objected to general warrants that allowed soldiers to go from house to house searching homes. I think they would be equally horrified by a government that goes from phone to phone.
He equates data collection with soldiers going from house to house. But this isn't about soldiers bullying citizens. This is about information gathering and deception. And they may not teach this in school, but the founding fathers were very much into deception, one of them in particular.
I think we should just face it that Washington was able to tell a lie, and in fact, he told a great many of them.
This is Alexander Rose, the author of a book called Washington Spies. And based on what he told C-SPAN, the founder of our country would have been right at home at the NSA.
This is a book that portrays Washington as a man who positively enjoyed reading other people's mail.
We don't know if Washington would have collected phone records, since he didn't know what a phone was, but listen to his philosophy of information gathering.
Now, perhaps Washington's most perceptive insight was that intelligence gathering was not about scoops, but rather consisted of laboriously assembling together a myriad of random facts collected by sources of varying quality and trustworthiness.
Sound familiar? And just so you know, that story about him admitting to chopping down a cherry tree, a fib invented by his biographer. Washington would have loved it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.